It's more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. In our last It's a Material World segment, contributor Jonifer Fields explained that even in the field of material culture, which studies the meaning of objects and the relationship between artifacts and their owners, some objects mean more than others. These so-called evocative objects are the items that we hold dear, that have great meaning to us, that evoke powerful emotions, that in some cases we couldn't live without. Little did Fields know that just a couple of weeks later, she'd be faced with a crisis, that one of her own evocative objects was on the fritz and she could lose it forever. That is, if her repairman's own evocative object didn't save the day first.
I didn't realize how much I loved my small washing machine until I heard this sound. Last week, my little washer was an appliance tucked in the corner. Right now, it's that thing that knows I cannot live without it and it has betrayed me. Hence the string of profanities that followed as I looked for the repair service number. After a few phone calls and one diagnostic visit later, John, the wash repair guy is not his real last name, returns to fix my little heartbreaker. He says, once you've seen so many of these things, fixing them is common sense. John is from good Midwestern stock. He says atta girl and good girl a lot during our conversations. Normally, I'd check him old school feminista style, but at this point, he could call me little lady all he wants to, as long as he fixes my washer.
Oh, I've been in the service industry since I've been a kid. I mean, my dad was a service manager for milking the equipment, so I was out on farms when I was 3-4 years old, so it's just in my blood, I guess. I enjoy doing it.
So how long have you been doing this?
Too many years. 26.
So how has repairing these things changed in all those years?
Oh, it's become crazy. With the electronics nowadays, it's a lot of it's done through the touchpads, you know, and you can put it into diagnostic testing. This is kind of like your command center, though, so it's telling it what to do. This is what they call a user interface port, okay? It has to know what to do here before it lets anything else happen. These are kind of like what we call in the business called idiot plugs. They can only go in one way.
So how has this panel changed in all those years? Was it, like, before a big, huge mess?
Yes. Big, big mess. I mean, it was... They were never really allowed to. I mean, the space savings is helped out dramatically because of the smaller components. There's some, though, you still got, you know, it's a little bit harder to diagnose them in terms of what the actual problem is.
I'm telling you right now, I would have cried if you couldn't have fixed this machine.
Why? Oh, we would have been able to.
Because I'm so attached to it, and it's like the thought of having to spend another God knows how many hundreds of dollars.
Right. Well, I told you I'd make it better so at least you could use it, didn't
yeah.
I? And it worked, didn't it?
It worked perfectly.
Good. By resetting the control like I did, it probably would have worked for a while.
But I would have never known when that while was going to end, and that's just too nerve-wracking.
That's exactly. And I couldn't tell you if it's going to last 3 days, 3 months, 3 years. I wouldn't been able to tell you.
It's the moment of truth.
Okay. Pressure switch works. Lid switch works.
That's my favorite sound.
Yes, I know it is.
So then, if you had only one tool that you could use, what tool would that be?
I'd have to say, you'd almost need a screwdriver though, because it's got to be moving, you're always turning left or right. It's got to be some type of screwdriver that's got multiple tips. Hey, it's spinning.
So is there any way to predict the life of this machine if I continue to take care of it?
If I could do that, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. If I could tell you when it's going to break or how long it's going to last you, a lot of people ask me that. You know, what I tell them is it's going to probably last, you know, 6-8 months more. Maybe 6 or 8 years longer. You know, I wish I could tell you. And if you continue to do the things like you've been doing them, Everything else looks in pretty decent shape. That's good. And like I said, with the electronic components, it's most generally something that the customer doesn't do. Not saying that there are that 10% that it's caused by user, which is a customer, but that's not you. Well, you're good to go. Let them finish out. You don't mind it running, do you?
No, not at all. Yay!
She's happy. Spoon up.
It's Priscilla, queen of the laundry.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to keep going. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was all of 28 minutes it took you to do that.
You like that?
I love it.
See, you get efficient.
Take care.
See you later. Have a good one.
You too.
All
right, bye.
Well, I sure do miss that good old electric washing machine. The one that we ain't got around here no more.
Lake Effect contributor Jennifer Fields produces and curates the series It's a Material World. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. Jennifer introduced us to John, the washer repair guy, who fixed her beloved small washer. And that is all the time we have for the show today. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks, as always, for listening. We'll return tomorrow morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect on WUWM FMN HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air comes your way next.
Well, I cry when I see that brand new automatic washing machine. Buzz, I'm sentimental.